Why So Curious is our occasional series where you ask the questions and our reporters answer them online and on air. Listener Aaron Hill wanted to know more about how local communities get the fireworks for their 4th of July celebrations. Why So Curious producer Liam Niemeyer takes us behind the scenes of Dayton's Lights in Flight fireworks show.
I wanted to get an idea of how long people think it takes to set up Dayton's fireworks show. So, last Thursday, I went to Riverscape Metro Park in downtown Dayton and asked around.
8 or 9 hours.
About a half an hour.
A day?
At least a day.
All day, until the stuff starts.
What do you guys think of the fact that over in Deeds Park right now, the Rossi Fireworks Company, this morning just started setting up the fireworks display and are going to do 10, 12-hour days, 4 or 5 days in a row to set up the fireworks display?
That's next week! That's crazy.
Planning for Dayton's fireworks show actually starts months before the 4th of July.
Because we're a city organization, we have to go through a bid process. What we do is come up with specifications or what we're looking for in the show, and then we get bids back that tell us what different fireworks companies will provide for us.
That was Lamont Hall Jr., Recreation and Youth Services Program Coordinator for the City of Dayton. Multiple city departments are involved in deciding what streets to close downtown, where to put fencing around Deeds Park, and more. Hall's job is to receive the bids from fireworks companies who want to put on the Dayton Independence Day show, like Rossi Famous Fireworks.
Anytime you bid, it's always stressful because you don't know if you're going to get it or not. Naturally, you want it, definitely, because it's in your own backyard. And you hate to see some company come in from out of state and, you know, get the show.
That's Tom Fagan, sales director for the Cincinnati-based company. Rossi did Dayton's fireworks show for the past 3 years. But their contract with the city expired in 2016, meaning they had to compete with 4 other fireworks companies to return to Dayton this year.
Well, let's put it this way. We do a lot of praying. And that's no joke.
City officials like Hall consider bids based on cost and show design. And this year, Rossi was chosen again. Dayton will pay more than $50,000 for this year's fireworks display, made up of taxpayer money and sponsorship dollars from local businesses. That's good news for Tom Fagan, but it only gets busier from there. Dayton's show is one of dozens Rossi is setting up for around the 4th of July holiday.
We're in Kentucky, we're in Indiana, we're in Ohio, as around our home tri-state area. There's quite a few other amusement parks that we're getting ready, you know, to do their fireworks for.
Last week, Rossi loaded up their equipment and fireworks and brought them from their warehouse in Wilmington to downtown Dayton. When I arrived in Deeds Park on Thursday morning, the fireworks crew was in full swing getting set up.
This is my vacation. Fireworks vacation.
Dave Wallen has set up fireworks with Rossi for 3 years. But for him and others on the crew, this is only a part-time job. Wallen is taking vacation time from a job at a glass company in Beaver Creek to work with Rossi. And he kind of smells like gunpowder. Do you get used to like the gunpowder smell? Like, I was just like walking up. Like, sure,
I go home at night, my dog, first thing she does is walks up to me and starts, you smell like that again. Yeah.
Wallen and 8 other workers are building what they call guns in an abandoned parking lot. These guns are orange and black fiberglass tubes that stand 3 to 6 feet tall. They're using nail guns to build wooden racks around the tubes. On the night of the show, these guns shoot the fireworks. George Parker III describes what it's like.
It basically, when you're down here at ground zero during the show, it's basically raining fire. It's pretty chaotic. It's controlled chaos, as I like to call it.
Safety is key throughout all of this. City of Dayton fire inspectors check inside every gun for flammable debris or damage. The Rossi fireworks crew spends 4 days building, wiring, and loading hundreds of guns in the hot sun. They don't get paid much. It takes a lot of passion to work with fireworks. But Chrissy, the only woman on the crew, says the reward often comes right after the show.
Oh, cheers and clapping and laughing. And then, like, not that we ever get out there, we ever really get to see the crowd, but when you see videos of, like, little kids looking up and their faces light up when they see that, that's why I do it.
For WYSO, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
Why So Curious is sponsored by Proto Build Bar, proud supporter of Curious Minds. Let us know what you're curious about by visiting our website, wyso.org.